Rosalind's Rhymes and Tales. In a small village surrounded by rolling hills and whispering winds, there lived a girl with hair as golden as the morning sun. They called her Rosalind. She had a mind bursting with stories and a heart that beat in rhymes. Whenever she would sit beneath the old oak in the village square, words would dance from her thoughts to her fingertips, spinning tales of brave knights and magical creatures that lived in the nearby woods. Her parents, loving but stern people of their times, often reminded her, "Rosalind, your dreams are fanciful. Focus on becoming a proper lady to make us proud." These words were a cage to the young girl's soaring spirit, but Rosalind believed in the power of dreams and stories. Each night, by candlelight, she'd write her adventures in a secret journal, her words leaping across the pages with the joy of unleashed imagination. One starry night, the village held a great fair where bards and poets were invited to share their works. Rosalind watched, her heart yearning to join. Finally, mustering all her courage, she stepped forward. The crowd fell silent as she began, her voice trembling at first. Yet with every line, she grew steadier, her words weaving a spell of wonder. When she finished, the village was in awe. Her parents realized then, under the tapestry of stars, that stories and poems weren't just for men, but for anyone with the heart and courage to share them. From that day on, Rosalind became the village's beloved storyteller, proving that a proper lady could also be a great writer. And so her tales spread far and wide, teaching that the might of the quill equals that of the sword, and that stories can open minds and hearts, regardless of time and age.